For more than three decades, Irvine Meadows served as the outdoor music venue in Orange County, hosting everything from comedy shows, music festivals, even symphony performances. Big-name musicians such as the Eagles, Snoop Dogg, even Ozzy Osbourne played there. Now I feel the time is right. Love will flow like wine tonight. That's Osbourne performing Steal Away in 1982 live at Irvine Meadows. But the amphitheater will soon be torn down to make way for more apartments and condos there in Orange County. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So when we say apartments and condos at this place, what does that look like and who's going to live there?
Well, when we're talking about apartments and condos in Irvine, we're almost always talking about the Irvine Company. And that's exactly who owns the amphitheater right now, who's going to knock it down. And in its place, you're going to have, you know, the usual Irvine Company development. Beige, stucco, boring, dominated by HOAs, with upper middle class to middle class families and individuals living there. Specifically, this neighborhood is going to have that wonderful, very evocative name, Los Olivos.
Well, surely the Irvine Company, Gustavo, wants to have some fun. And they left this thing in place for decades, right? I mean, can't you say, all right, it's done its run, and let's build an amphitheater somewhere else?
The funny thing is that a spokesperson for the Irvine Company said, oh, we're going to transition that area of Irvine Meadows into a more permanent use, which is funny because the Hollywood Bowl is now, what, 80-some years or whatever? It's pretty old out there. So I think Irvine Meadows can definitely have it. But that's the thing. The Irvine Company is not offering any other plot of land to have this. If anything, the city of Irvine, they're the ones who are trying to make a push. They realize how much people want an amphitheater. And also just, you know, it made Irvine a destination because Irvine has always gotten that bad rap of being a very boring place, except you had this wonderful little, or not little, but big amphitheater that drew everyone from the Grateful Dead to hip-hop acts, like all the, you know, Ozzy for that matter. So the city, they wanted to do something in the area that's supposed to one day be the great park, but that's a problem. I don't think the city's going to develop it. They're going to have to find a developer to do it.
So how long do you think Orange County will go without an amphitheater? Will it ever happen, do you think?
Oh, who knows? I think it eventually will, but as we know how long it takes with construction. Like the city and fans, they said, oh, you know, you could flip it around in a decade, you know, not even a decade, in a couple of years. But those same promises or those same, suggestions were made about Wild Rivers, Orange County's own little version of Raging Waters, which shut down a couple of years ago by the Irvine Company. And Wild Rivers has never come back. And so I don't know if Irvine Meadows ever will. All those acts are now probably going to go up to, the Forum, maybe some of the Hollywood Bowl, in terms of an amphitheater with 17,000 plus for attendance and sitting, there's nothing in Orange County anymore.
How are concert promoters being affected by this, Gustavo? Because obviously they want a venue in Orange County. This place holds 16,000 people.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to go again. They're going to have to take those outdoor concerts, just go up to L.A., Staples Center, the Forum, go out to the Inland Empire, to the San Manuel Casino, or the one in DeVore was at Glen Helen Amphitheater. And, you know, the people are going to get messed up the most are those concert goers, are those fans who have been relying on this place for 35 years to take the family. It really was beautiful. And now, hey. But, you know, it's better to put apartments for the Irvine Company because, hey, if Orange County needs anything, it needs more boring apartments.
All right, Gustavo Arellano, duly noted. By the way, Orange County native Gwen Stefani will be the last performer to take the stage over at Irvine on October 29th and 30th, so coming up in just a couple of weeks. Gustavo with this week's Orange County Line. Thank